Now, for the next half hour, we're going to change pace a bit. It's my pleasure to talk to Mr. Excited. Now, Mr. Excited joins us once a month, and we talk about, because he organises a lot of car shows, and he also does some of these for charity events. So we need to talk to, we want to talk to Glenn. So Glenn's on the phone. Welcome, Glenn.
Hello, my friend. How are we? Are we excited today, mate?
Absolutely. Always am when I'm talking to you. Glenn.
Fantastic.
I know you organise plenty of car shows and you're always out getting sponsors and you're always doing plenty of work, but in between time, you do manage a little bit of work for a boss. So you weren't able to be with us last month. Glenn, I just can't remember if we discuss Crank Up again, or was that to be last month and you weren't able to come?
No, Crank Up's been and gone.
Yeah, I know that, but yep. I want to just ask you about how it went.
Oh, it went fantastic. It was an absolute massive success. It was actually out of the 3 years I started running, being the third year this year, running the Crank Up car show, it was my biggest turnout for vehicles and cars. So it was fantastic. We had about 100 plus cars in this little area.
Yep.
And the crowds and the kids and everyone loved it. The whole weekend was a massive success, mate.
That's terrific. Did you get a yellow Corvette down there that belongs to Duffy?
No, I don't think I did.
No.
I had some World War II Army Jeeps there from World War
kidding.
II there. Yes. Yep. Yep.
Gee.
Fully restored too, mate. 10 years each to restore, so.
10 years?
Yep.
Because, I don't know if you've seen one. There's one out the front of the Hillsville RSL in their car park too.
Yeah, exactly. So there was a lot of great vehicles and vehicles I had not seen in my life before who came to the Crank Up. So it was a fantastic show, and the management and all that at the museum said it was the best Crank Up weekend they've ever had. So
that's terrific, because it's a bit of an unsung hero, that a lot of people even living in the area don't know it's there.
Yeah, exactly. And a lot of new faces did pop in, mate. There was lots of kids and families walking around checking out the Clydesdales and checking out the actual museum itself and coming down the back and seeing all these rare and beauties and old cars and Jeeps and trucks and all sorts down the back. So it was a fantastic success.
Sounds like a terrific day. I was here on there, so I couldn't get down to have a look. Now, what have you got coming up, Glenn? I think you've got one coming up this Sunday, a car show, haven't you?
Yeah, I've got my regular cars and coffee this Sunday at the Manhattan Hotel from 9 a.m. till 12 p.m. this Sunday. It's already going to be a cracker because the gods have spoken to me, believe it or not, and they've said, Glenn, we are clear and sunny and 18 degrees, no rain. So, mate, I don't know how I've done it, but I've done it and I'm happy. So it's going to be a huge turnout. So
that's terrific. So apart from that, Glenn, what else have you got coming up?
Oh, well, I've got a lot of shows in between now and then, but I've got a few. Besides the York on Lilydale the following month, I'm running the Croydon Main Street car show for all the local businesses there.
When's that, Glenn?
That's the 8th of November. No, 6th, sorry, Saturday the 6th of September, sorry. Sorry.
6th of September, yeah.
Yeah, I had to put my glasses on, mate. My eyes are going bad. The 6th of September, Croydon Main Street. That's going to be absolutely, I've been asked to come back for the second year to run that. That's a really fantastic Main Street car show, but it's actually all to help all the small local businesses that are in that area and that street. So,
which is true.
Because a
lot of those sort of street shops are doing it fairly tough, aren't they?
Oh, exactly right. And then the following month, mate, I've got a massive new event helping a local family-run business as well, Yarra Farm Fresh Strawberry Farm. I'm running a huge car show there on Sunday, the 25th of October, which that's going to be another beautiful location to help that local business and help that family. They're an amazing family.
And that's the first one there for you, isn't it?
Yes, very first one ever there. Their family invited me to come there, and they work virtually 7 days a week all year round. And um, I I love to help out locals and to the Yarra Valley as well when I can. And so that will be a fantastic event.
It'll be a great atmosphere in amongst the in a winery.
Oh yeah, exactly right, mate. And there'll be strawberries flowing and chocolate fountains and everything, mate. So it's got to be all happening. And then I don't know if I told you, but I'm running the Maroondah Festival on the 9th of November as well, which is so that's another new one coming up, which hasn't been advertised. They haven't put it up yet, but it is that's the actual confirmed date for the car show.
The Maroondah what?
The Maroondah Festival.
Oh, festival, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, 9th of November that will be. And so I'm really looking forward to that. That will be my first Maroondah Festival I've ever run. So that will be a cool car show for that. So,
Glenn, I've just got to take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Was out of 2018, and that was Kensington, and I was born to rock and roll. Should mention I'll be here on Sunday between 12 and 3 with a bit of rock and roll music, apart and others, with music memories and more, and then, of course, I'll be back Sunday night between 6 and 8 with a rock and roll hit parade. Really looking forward to it, as I always do. But we're talking to Glenn, Mr. Excited, and he really is an excited man. So, Glenn, the Manhattan this Sunday. What time? And most of us know where the Manhattan is, but we mightn't all know.
Heatherdale Road, mate, or you can come down Canterbury Road after Eastlink.
Yep.
And it's on the right-hand side if you're coming from the Yarra Valley, and on the left if you come from the city, just before Eastlink there. But all my details are on my Facebook page, Mr. Excited and Friends, Classic Cars Worldwide. The events, all my monthly events are pinned right at the top of the page with every bit of detail you need if you want to find out anything more. So it's from 9:30 till 12 Sunday.
Terrific. And there'll be always the obligatory coffee there?
Oh, yeah. I've got my good old friends with the restored rare Citroen van from the 60s coming. They're serving up the coffee. And the Manhattan Hotel are actually bringing out the barbecue right beside them. And the Manhattan and all the chefs, about four of them, are cooking up the breakfast burgers.
So, gee, that's all right, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, they do a fantastic job, and I always have to thank the Manhattan Hotel for loving what I do and believing in everything I do, because it can take months and months and months of negotiations just to get car parks or locations. It's not easy to do. Oh, yes, you've got to have public liability insurance, which I do have, and you've got to be really checked that you're a genuine good bloke, which they know I am, so I have to thank them there because they've supported me from the get-go. And
then the one after that's down the York, did you say?
Yeah, the York on Lilydale will be the... Let me get my glass. Yeah, there you go. The 22nd of June back at the York on Lilydale. And my first show at the York on Lilydale was last month this year, and that was a massive success there. It was pretty much a full house at the York on Lilydale. So I expect it to be pretty much the same, mate. For the next month, the 22nd of June. And I've said the other ones, the Croydon Main Street, Yarra Farm Fresh on the 25th of October. And then I've got my wonderful friends down at Canterbury Tires and Mag Supermart down on Canterbury Road. I've got another big event there on the 16th of November as well. And then my last show of the year is the big one we're going to be talking about, mate. That's going to be my big charity show for the last show of the year on the 14th of December for Bumblebee for MND. So that's going to be a huge event. Ken and his wife run Bumblebee for MND. They run that side of things, and they are a part of the Neil Danaher Association.
Terrific. Where's that going to be, Hall Clint?
That will be at the Manhattan Hotel on the 14th of December, again, from 9 o'clock till 12 p.m. The reason we picked the Manhattan location is because we can get huge amount of people and a huge amount of cars, and that means hopefully a lot of generous donations from people, which we're hoping to get because it's a very important organisation, which they really need the funds. They really need the funds to figure out what this disease and what it is, and there's a lot of research going into it. So I'm putting a lot of time and effort into this. And just a big shout out to any companies or businesses or individuals who want to get involved in any way or know how. Just give me a call or contact Glenn Higginson on Facebook or whatever. And we're trying to get everyone on board this because this is going to be a massive one, mate, between you and I. This is going to be huge. So,
well, we've got to hand it to Neil Danaher. I mean, he's done a terrific job with his fundraising. And, I mean, a lot of people in his situation could have just rolled up and said, well, that's it, and given life away, but he hasn't. I mean, he's really doing as much for that disease as he possibly can. And his daughter and his family, they're all involved in it. It's a great opportunity, and it's a disease that they just don't know enough about it.
No, they don't. And you are spot on with what you said, mate. Neil Danaher and that family and everyone involved have absolutely put everything into this. And the amount of money they've already raised has been phenomenal. Mm. And they've got a lot of... And Neil Danaher, I've actually met him a couple of years. He's just such a wonderful human being, fantastic guy. Mm. And when Bumblebee for MMD contacted me and we spoke, there was a no. I didn't even think about it, mate. I was instantly going to be involved in doing what I can to help them out. So
what does Bumblebee do? They just raise their own funds, or what do they
do? They raise funds, and they raise the money, and it all goes direct to MMD.
They raise it, Glenn?
Oh, they do. Oh, they travel around Australia to be part of car shows, who do what I do. They travel everywhere. I met them actually at the Mansfield event the big, huge... Yeah, that's where I met him, because Ozfest, the Mansfield event, they were doing a fundraiser for Bumblebee MMD as well, and that's when I met Ken and his wife for the first time, because I was MC and I was sort of part of that show. And then, yeah, so they travel far and wide, and they they're either at festivals or car shows, and, yeah, they're raising money and awareness, and every cent they get goes directly to... the MMD Foundation, directly to Neil Danaher, which they go down to the head office in the city every once in a while, and they live nearly 4 hours away, mate, past Mount Buffalo. So so they're a very committed couple. And they actually drove all the... They come and saw me at Crank Up.
Yeah.
And then they had a 4-hour drive home. So they are a wonderful couple, and it's very important, this MMD to them, because I won't go into it, but it's very much that what they're all about. So let's raise some funds, you know.
Well, we'll keep on that. Each time we must mention that. So if we get people to put away the 14th of December on the Sunday morning, and I mean, it's a great way to raise funds, and I think Neil Danaher's to be admired. Glenn, a lot of car shows go into recess from, you know, about May onwards to about October, because they... But you don't, do you? Like, you continue to run your shows right through the year, don't you?
Yeah, all year round, virtually, which my wife doesn't really love. but no, to be honest, which, thank you, Kate, my lovely partner who supports me through and through. She's a legend. But like I say, it is all year round. That's the way I do it, because I tell you, it's been a strange sort of winter, mate, because it's been pretty cold, but we've not had much rain, which we definitely need a lot of rain. It's dry as. The weather's, you know, it's a hit and miss in Melbourne, so, you know.
It's particularly this year, you know. I mean, it's got colder quicker than what we thought, but also autumn was a lot milder than what it normally is. In fact, it was quite a bit warmer.
Well, it's a real strange thing, mate. And as you know, my full-time job, I'm currently in Jembrook at the moment, and I'm an assessor for the trees and power lines. And I'll tell you what, there's a lot of trees. It's a real shame, but there's a lot of trees dying very quickly. Yes, everywhere. I've done Jembrook Launch Road, and a lot of trees are struggling just because we've had not enough rain to sustain these big, massive gums. So it's a strange time, but in saying that, it's going to be a sunny weekend, so get down to my car show at the Manhattan Centre
on Sunday morning. All right, Greg, look, I should mention to the listeners that if you missed any part of this show or any of the 3 hours of Community Connections, if you wait until either late this week or first thing next week, and you go to 3Ws, yarravalleyfm.org.au, on the left-hand side, you'll see a thing that said podcast. Click on that. You'll see my smiling face come up amongst other people and Community Connections mentioned under it. Click on that, and Glenn will be one of the first few, certainly. And we'll promote this. Well, we promote all these shows, but we'll certainly want to give this 14th of December a big gig. I mean, I just admire Neil Danaher so much. And as I say, he could have just walked away in a corner and said, well, that's it. But he hasn't. I mean, he's just... You can't stop the man. I mean, it's just fantastic.
You see him everywhere. He's at AFL events all the time, and he's just an amazing person. And that's why, I'm really, really focused on the end for the last show of the year to really make this a massive one.
pardon me. I mean, he's just done so much. But all right, Greg. Glenn, I don't know why I called you Greg. I think Greg just walked past the studio. Glenn, great to talk to you again. I wish you all the best this Sunday and on these other ones that are coming up, the 6th of September, 25th of October, 9th of November, 16th of November, and 14th of December, amongst others. So talk to you next month, mate.
No worries, my friend. Stay excited and stay safe. Catch you later.
Same to you. Thanks, mate. Bye.